Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. And there is only one place I trust with Meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meine Key. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. And joining us, Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. He joins us now. Can you give us an update on where this so-called People's Convoy is and when it gets to D.C. and what's planned around it? And I need it in about 2 minutes because I've got to hit another break.
Kevin, honestly, I have not been involved with any of the People's Convoy. I mean, I just kind of see what we see on social media. you know, I understand that there was one that started in Washington, one that started in California, one in Oklahoma, one coming up from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, watching that. It sounds like they are trying to get to the Beltway, and that they were going to, you know, they said choke the Beltway. You know, in what I've seen, you know, just in articles, although if you've been on the Beltway, it always seems like it's choked.
Yeah.
Although they did say they were going to allow room for emergency vehicles and not do anything unlawful. So, you know, I'm really in the same position that you are, just kind of watching this from afar. Like I said, it's nothing that we, it's really not what we do here at the Nevada Trucking Association. We prefer to have those battles, you know, in terms of policy, you know, instead of, you know, doing protests. We prefer to see what we can get done in the legislative realm or the regulatory realm or, you know, ultimately, although it's not my favorite venue, with the courts. So once again, very proud that we were part of the lawsuit to get rid of the OSHA vaccine mandate that was proposed by President Biden. I think we dodged a huge bullet there, you know, not just for the trucking industry and our supply chain, but for a lot of folks. And it seems that tide is turning a bit from away from mandates, away from masks, from required mandatory vaccination. So, I mean, I think that is a good thing. I'm not 100% sure what they are protesting. You know, we see, you know, everything from fuel prices to COVID restrictions to the Biden administration. And, you know, one thing I'll say about the folks in Canada, hey, you absolutely understood why they were there. There was that one singular issue with the vaccine mandate that I'm really not seeing with the People's Convoy. Yeah, I love it if, you know, maybe if something like the PRO Act happens, we could see that.
Yep.
You know, we haven't seen or heard that from this group yet.
More with Paul Enos coming up. We're going to talk about how to fix the problem of a shortage of drivers. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:34, as we check in our traffic cams right now, they're still cleaning up an earlier crash. It's on the on-ramp there at Tropicana to Interstate 15 southbound. It's compromising the right ramp lane. That's Tropicana at the 15 South. Also, remember there's lane restrictions that continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515 as that bridge reconstruction work continues all year long. Yeah, that will continue into 2023. But there's only two lanes available between Main and Eastern on Interstate 515. And overnight road work on 15 North to Tropical Parkway begins at 7.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
UNLV basketball beat Wyoming on Wednesday 64-57. The Runnin' Rebels are 18-12 with the win. They improved to 10-7 in the Mountain West, their fifth, chasing 12-5 Wyoming. The Rebels wrap up the regular season Saturday night at New Mexico. One more game on the schedule for Nevada basketball this Saturday night at home against San Diego State. The Wolfpack have lost three in a row. The Aztecs winners in two straight. NHL tonight, the Golden Knights are home against Boston. Vegas with points in 6 of 10. They're third in the Pacific Division, 6 points behind division-leading Calgary, just 1 point behind the second-place Kings. The Suns beat the Blazers 120-90 last night. Phoenix with their 50th win of the season. They're 50-12. Cameron Johnson led the scoring with 20 points. Phoenix with a 7-game lead atop the West over Golden State.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
There's a big showdown coming this June. It's you and me versus the freedom killers. Hey, Sisolak, we want our freedoms back. But don't count on help from machine-funded rhinos like Joe Lombardo or Dean Heller. I'm Fred Simon, the only genuine conservative in the race. Tell your friends and neighbors about my campaign and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Paul Enos on, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. And I want to ask you, because every time I turn on my satellite radio channel, I'm bombarded by ads for companies looking for drivers, seeking drivers. And I'm just curious, for somebody that is looking at a career change, that is looking for something different to do with their lives, what is the first step? You were talking earlier about apprentice programs. Can you talk a little bit about how somebody can be involved? And what is the skill set that somebody needs to be a part of your industry?
So you have to come at it with an attitude of safety. When you're driving an 80,000-pound rig, the last thing you want to do is take any unnecessary risks that are going to end your life or the life of the people that you're sharing the road with. So you have to have that attitude toward safety. So you have to be able to pass a drug test. You have to have some good motor skills and reaction times. And then really, you come with that attitude of safety, and you know you're going to work hard as a truck driver. It's not a job for the faint of heart. It's not a job where you can succeed if you're not willing to work hard. So I think that may be one of the tough things to get folks into our industry. You know, Kevin, it's great that we have a drug and alcohol clearinghouse that has made it difficult for a driver who fails a drug test to just go down the street and get another job. Now that we have a clearinghouse and that failed drug test is connected to that driver, for anybody who potentially is going to hire that person, they can see that they failed a drug test and they haven't completed a drug testing program. That number of drivers since January of 2020 that are out of the industry today is a little higher, maybe 1,000, 2,000 more than that driver shortage that we have of 80,000 drivers, 81,000 and change drivers that we have gotten out of the industry for very good reasons, because they failed a drug test. That are no longer able to drive, but that has hurt our ability to be able to, you know, move freight and really attract a lot of new people into the industry. I had a national truck driving school that was located in Las Vegas that decided in 2020 to leave the state because 2/3 of their applicants couldn't pass a drug test.
Wow.
So that's not a good thing. Now, you know, with something like marijuana, I like to see us as a nation get an impairment standard out there that we can all recognize as opposed to usage. You know, if somebody goes on vacation and smokes a joint, comes back to work a month later, and that's still in their system, they're going to get popped. Whether they're impaired or not, I think we need to do a better job at testing for impairment as opposed to usage. And, you know, maybe make that a little, you know, maybe put a little more science behind it than we have. Right now, if you have any marijuana in your system, you're out of the industry. And 60,000 drivers that have been knocked out of the industry, it's because of marijuana usage.
Wow. Wow. Let me just
that's actually a big deal.
Let me just ask you, though, are there physical attributes that are needed? Are there standards for that you have, whether it be strength or whatever it might be?
You know, Kevin, some of our best drivers are women. You know, they tend to take less risks than men do, especially younger women and younger men. And I have seen, you know, a tank truck driver who's 5'3", moving the hose at my Maverick station and putting the fuel in there. And, you know, I don't think it's really that, you know, hey, if you're of normal ability, and even if you aren't, there is a job in this industry and there's the ability for you to do things. I mean, I've seen drivers without legs be able to successfully drive a big rig. So, you know, in terms of physical attributes, yeah, you want to have good hearing, you want to have good eyesight. All of those things can be corrected. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration actually approves everybody who is wearing glasses or hearing aids before they can drive a truck. And, you know, same with somebody who you know, may not have a limb. You know, they will evaluate that person to say, hey, they can drive. So there's really not a whole lot that can hold you back in our industry in terms of physical attributes. There was some talk a couple years ago about neck size and sleep apnea, because unfortunately it's something that we do have quite a bit in our industry of, you know, folks who are overweight, folks who aren't getting the best sleep. But, you know, we have been successful in saying, hey, let's apply some real science to this. So, you know, I feel like we're in the right track that way. Every single truck driver does have to pass a DOT physical by a physician. I will tell you, some are better than others. You know, we have seen some physicians who, you know, just go and approve everyone. But since the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has become involved in certifying all of those medical providers who are doing those DOT drug tests, who are signing off on that, you know, I think we're in a better place than we were a decade ago.
Paul, just a quick question. I've only got 45 seconds. What is the first step for somebody who wants to make a career change and maybe look at your industry?
Start looking at the truck driving schools. And there are some great ones in Southern Nevada. I was actually at Ahern's truck driving school and was extremely impressed with what they have. I mean, they have this absolutely beautiful simulator that costs about as much as the truck does. Hey, Kevin, we're going to have to get you in that sometime, where you can go
simulator
and practice driving a truck.
Oh, my
God.
Not
on the road.
Thank you. I would be very, very careful. Hey, Paul, unfortunately...
Kevin, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be doing my truck driving championships on April 23rd down in Las Vegas, and I'm inviting you and all your friends to come down and see what we do, and we'll get you in a rig, and we'll show you what it takes to be one of the best truck drivers in the state, because they're all going to be competing, you know, in challenges in terms of how they inspect the vehicle, in their knowledge of rules of the road and regulations, and how they drive trucks. We're going to have a skill course set up. So I'd love to have you come out, my friend, and see that.
Paul, you are the best. Thanks so much, man. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt and a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. We're Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Breaking news to report on. You'll hear more, obviously, at the top of the hour, but ex-officer Brett Hankinson was found not guilty in the issue of endangering Breonna Taylor and her neighbors in a botched raid. The jury has acquitted Brett Hankinson of all three counts of felony wanton endangerment in the botched raid that left Breonna Taylor dead. We'll have more on that story coming up top of the hour. I can pretty much promise you that. It's going to be a piece of breaking news for at least a few hours. Also, coming up, really excited, Scott Walker is going to join us. He's the former governor of Wisconsin. I always say if we had done here in Nevada what Scott Walker did in Wisconsin, our community would be much, much better served. He's the former governor of Wisconsin and the president of Young America's Foundation. I keep looking back on what happened in Wisconsin and how he dealt with their version of PERS and all kinds of other things. And we kind of kicked the can down the road. And we passed the largest tax increase in the history of our state. Just thought I'd mention that. Also, Ken, one of the people we're going to talk to is Keith Cuccinelli, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security, former Virginia Attorney General. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Why is the governor coercing us? Why are there vaccine mandates? Why are we still under a so-called emergency? Why? Because those in office have turned government of the people, by the people, and for the people on its head. It is high time for we the people to stop this travesty and set things straight, not just for ourselves, but also for our children and grandchildren. I am a military veteran who served proudly in the 1980s, forcing the Berlin Wall to tumble down, signifying socialism's defeat. Now it is time to rise up and defeat the self-proclaimed Nevada Democrat Socialists who are ruining our great state. On the team who beat them once, I assure you, together, we will beat them again this year. I am Tony Grady, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Elect me to be your voice. Together, let's shout from the mountaintop. We're mad, and we're not going to take it anymore. Please visit TonyGradyForNevada.com and join our team. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
FIND. Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I want to apologize to a guy that's been on the show before, and I don't know why I called him Keith, but Ken Cuccinelli, who is the former Virginia Attorney General, the national chairman of the Election Transparency Initiative. He'll be joining us after 2 o'clock. Coming up at 1 o'clock, top of the hour, Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking a story involving the National Football League, and there are a lot of players that I'll bet you are